You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Thanksgiving Eve. So I called the company that runs my server, right, yesterday, because the website was kaput. I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, we had some issues here with a backup generator and the backup generator and the circuitry that went to that, and so we're, you know. Wait a minute. Let me start over. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Well, just pretend that that didn't happen. Here you go.
You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Good Thanksgiving Eve morning to you. Mike McNamara for a Wednesday edition of All Marine Radio on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Speaking of the All Warrior Radio Network, so I call up my hosting service yesterday and I say, hey man, what's up? And they said, we had some issues yesterday with circuitry involving power sources to our server, which you're housed on. I said, okay. Then I said, hey, as long as I got you on the phone, like, what are these overage charges? Like, what's up with that? They're like, oh, let me take a look at your bill. Okay. can I have your number? Yeah. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're like, okay, hold on. Okay, are you Michael? Yes, Michael Francis McNamara. So my mother named me that. Corporal Punishment Kathleen, who loved Thanksgiving, by the way, and made the most kick-ass meal you've ever had, with no celery in the dressing, or no carrots or raisins or any other bullshit like that. But anyway, I said, yeah, what is this? Like, why am I getting charged this? Well, you're getting charged that because your bandwidth use is exceeding what you're purchasing. I said, so what does that mean? Like, I don't, like, speak English to me. guy says, more people are listening to you, and so that means they're downloading more. That means they use more bandwidth, which is outside of the plan that you purchased. I said, what? What? Yeah, boom, bitches. Welcome to my house. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that little nugget yesterday, I said, oh, that's what that means. Then this is good. And the guy says, yeah, you should probably change your plan, though. I said, okay, I'll do that. He said, yeah, we have plans that that will give you more bandwidth and you'll stop getting charged like this. I'm like, all right, love this shit. So, yeah, so a little bit of good news came out of yesterday. But anyway, good morning to you. The let me tell you what we're going to do today. The chef will join us. We'll give you the Thanksgiving update. I've got two questions for him from listeners. So we'll play. He loves that stuff too. So thank you very much. If you have any more, questions, shoot them to me real quick, and I'll tee them up for El Maestro, the chef man. So we'll do that. Peyton Davis is going to join us. She who sings this song. Hold on, you'll hear her voice in a second. Now, hit it. Walking to a cold. Okay, that's enough out of her. She's going to join us for a few minutes. Again, I'm just hauling people on, asking what you're thankful for. Tim McGarry's going to join us this morning. He of the McGarry Mortgage Minute. And we're not going to talk about mortgages or home refi, but you'll be interested. He's an interesting kid. And I'll just tease it. In the last 24 months, he's dealt with a brain tumor. And because of his brain tumor, I think he suffers from night terrors or something like that because of something going on in his head. So he dives out a window and severs the ligaments, the nerves, muscles in his arm and leg. I think it's right arm and right leg. Yeah, they told him he'd be in a wheelchair for 2 years. So you're going to hear what he's thankful for. So he's an interesting dude. And then the gun is going to make a Wednesday appearance here on Thanksgiving. So, yeah, how about that? I talked to a buddy of mine. Maybe we'll do this next Monday or Tuesday. But he said, a buddy of mine, Dave Furness, commanding general of 2nd Marine Division yesterday. So post-traumatic winning is going to take place in North Carolina in January. So right after the first of the year. Part of their back in the saddle training. So anyhow, talking to him yesterday, he said, I want to say this week was the 75th. Maybe not the 75th, but it was the anniversary of the 2nd Marine Division going ashore in Tarawa. And he said, you know, there's still guys alive from that. He said, it was hard to believe. They're in their late 90s. He said, but I'll get you his contact info. But we did about a 40-minute interview with a machine gunner from, I want to say, 1st Battalion, 2nd Marines. That was in the first wave. And he said, it's awesome. Played it for everybody. Got a bunch of, as many as we could into our big theater. and talked about what it was to be a member of 2nd Marine Division. So there's about a 40-minute interview that I need to track down. So I'll do that, and then we'll have him on. But I love that kind of stuff. So the yesterday I got a couple emails after the program about VSOs, and they essentially echoed what I said yesterday, which was, you know, we see these veteran home stories on a pretty regular basis, neglected to the point of death. Okay, in fact, if you recall, within the last 6 months, a family released videotape where you can hear their father and grandfather crying for help, and nobody coming, and then laughing, and then the nurses being extremely cavalier about his death and not responding to him, you know, pressing the button and all the rest of that stuff. So anyway, the emails essentially said, are the VSOs part of the problem? When we talk VA, should we not broaden the lens and talk about VSOs too? Because they seem to be right in bed with them. They have their membership, they get their money, but do they exercise any supervisory function over the VA in all parts of the country, which would simply be somebody going by on a weekly basis to check in with people, walking around saying hi? Do they do that? And I think the answer obviously is no. Or maybe they do it in some places. But should that not be part of their duties? And my contention is that it should be part of their duties. Are, you know, what, are we stupid? The VA is going to self-regulate? Hold on. Survey says no. Not only no, but hell no. And because it's Thanksgiving Eve, I said hell, because I normally would use a different word. Because I'm in the Thanksgiving spirit right now. So, a couple interesting emails yesterday about that. Alright, so because the show is chock full of nuts today, yeah, there you go. There's a blast in the past. We're going to get going. Whitney Houston, because it's actually Friday, you'll hear a best of. You'll hear Battlefield Studies the rest of the weekend. One after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. So from Chris Bronzy, who was our first, to Jack Riley, which is our last, you're going to hear Battlefield Studies. So all weekend. So if you're looking for something to listen to and you want to hear something compelling with maps, to include General Custer, flip it on, All Marine Radio. So, good morning to you. It's Friday. Happy Thanksgiving. Whitney Houston sings the national anthem.
Who's
And this is dedicated to what I'm thankful for here at All Marine Radio, and that is that all of you listen and support. So this doesn't exist without you all listening, clicking, and showing up and whatnot, telling your friends about it. So what I'm thankful for is after 2.5 years of doing this, and there were times that I didn't think it would go, and without Bob Nielsen, it probably would not have, and Turner Construction. But this thing, the idea of post-traumatic winning, the idea of continuing to live your purpose-driven life, sharing the knowledge that you have gained about trauma with others who don't know shit about it, who are drifting in a sea of confusion, not knowing if they're healthy, unhealthy, you know, when life leans on them, life getting darker than it has been because of the trauma they've experienced. We all collectively have the opportunity, because of our knowledge, because of our life experience, to touch those people and to change their lives. And so All Marine Radio and the concept of post-traumatic winning and the concept of service for life have all converged in the last 12 months. And the future is good and bright and cool and happy, because one thing that never gets old, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a coach, whether you're a leader in the Marine Corps, or whether you do a radio show that streams on the internet, is touching somebody's life and seeing the light go on. So this is dedicated to everybody that listens, everybody that helps that. And I would encourage you, and one of my projects over the weekend is a little 5x7 card or a 3x5 card that has the Ten Commandments, but I don't know that it's going to be Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments of post-traumatic winning. And I'll create it, I'll put it on the website. And what I want you to do is I want you to take a picture of it with your phone and just keep it in your pictures. And when you cross paths with somebody who needs help, whip that some bitch out and say, hey, let me show you something. Let me tell you a few things. Here, look at that. Now, let me amplify a couple of those. And you can touch their lives. You can ease their burden. And you can ease their pain. So I don't think there's a cooler event in life other than having children and raising them that you can do than to change somebody else's life for the better. So we all have that ability. And what we're doing is we're taking our experience in life, some of it not too pleasant, and we're doing the best we can of it. I don't think you can ask any more of anybody. So this is dedicated to everybody who listens, everybody who helps, and God bless you, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City. Standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Neller. Sunday 43 in Quantico, where number one son's going to spend Thanksgiving. And number two son's going to be back there, too, seeing his girl. Sunday 52 at Camp Lejeune. Partly sunny in 43 in Granbury, Texas. Sunday 49 in 29 Palms. Clouds at 44 at Pendleton. What the hell, man? Dark, cloudy, and 76 in Okinawa. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, it is dark, cloudy, and 66. In the Helmand province, dark, cloudy, 57. The home of All Marine Radio, dark, cloudy. Partly sunny, cloudy, and 55 degrees. Looking for a high of 70, rain tonight. You've seen it on national news. Yeah, you know, the country we live in, right? What have you seen since the fires have happened in California? Everybody in the world reaching out to those people. Clothes, food, offers of shelter. That's the country we live in, right? The shit that's on 24/7 news, screw that. It's the biggest idiots in our country. Honestly. All of them. Yeah. What makes this country worth fighting for is what you see in the aftermath of disasters or what you see when people need each other in this country. And that is, Americans never fail to respond. It's not us. No matter what kind of shit you see on the news. So with that, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll come back. And when we do, the chef will be here. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in less than 2 minutes.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the ReadBoard page at allmarineradio.com.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to my dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
You're going to hear from Peyton Davis at the top of the hour. You're going to hear the, actually we tried to do this on Skype yesterday, so you could hear the big pipes of the All Marine Radio head chef, but we were making some progress, and then we had a technology situation, so we're doing it on cell phone, but
folks.
It's all right. We're going to get it straight over the Thanksgiving holiday, and when next time you hear him, you're going to operation big pipes in effect. Yeah, Kimmy, big pipes. Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mac.
All right.
Everyone out there, happy Thanksgiving, Marines everywhere. I hope your turkey dinners are good tomorrow, and all is good in your hood.
All is good in your hood. Okay, question for Kim tomorrow. So I take my turkey out of the brine on Wednesday. Do I dry it off, butter him up, and put him back in the fridge, or wait till Thursday to prep with butter seasoning?
You can do it the day before. Now you brine the bird. You're going to pat it dry tonight or whenever you get home from work, whenever today.
Right.
And then you can put the compound butter, your blend, underneath the breast skins and any loose skin you can get your hands under there inside the cavity, and you can put that back in the fridge, and it's all ready to go to stuff tomorrow morning and put in the oven. But, yes, you can do it tonight or you can do it tomorrow. I would recommend doing it tonight. That's what I did. And it turned out just fine.
So you can do everything but stuff tonight?
Yes.
Okay. And just for the record, the turkey doesn't stay out on the counter overnight. It goes back into the fridge.
In the fridge. And folks, when you don't forget to oil the V-rack. Take a paper towel and some olive oil or vegetable oil, whatever you're using, and rub the V-rack. And the oil will be on the bird or butter, whatever you're doing. But you want the V-rack oil, too.
Let me tell you that the V-rack unoiled is a below-average experience when you go to clean it.
Yeah, when you go to clean it and
when you go to
flip the bird.
Hey, Mom, why is Dad in the kitchen with the propane torch? What? Yeah, he just went and got the propane torch. That shit does not come off very easily.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So on our timeline, we have two timelines now. We have the if you eat at noon, 1 o'clock, early afternoon timeline, and then if you eat later in the day. So let's service the early timeline. If you eat early. I think historically you're an early eater, aren't you?
Yes, we've always eaten eat around 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And explain to everybody why you do that.
Well, because the main reason is you have the big meal, the desserts, and all that stuff, but you get to have another round of turkey sandwiches. That's right, turkey sandwiches. When you're watching the nighttime football games or whatever you watch on TV on Thanksgiving night, you can fix yourself one turkey sandwich.
Oh, one? Hello.
Or two, but it depends on your capacity.
Okay, these are like fat man rules. I didn't really know these kind of rules until I moved to North Dakota. And on one of my shows, and Kim, I don't know if Kim was on with me or not when I asked this. I said, you know, like how do you get ready for Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. And I said, do you fast for a couple days? Oh my God, I got ridiculed. I had fat guys calling me for 2 hours going, Mac, you're stupid, man. Like, do you not know anything about eating? I was like, what? Like, why are we abusing another human being here today? And they said, no, look, you gotta stretch that sumbitch out. You gotta start going hard the week before, man. You gotta feel that thing and feel that thing and feel that thing. So you got that thing nice and stretched. And then, look, for a fat man, there is no holiday in the year like Thanksgiving. What's the one thing? There's no fireworks. There's no presents. There's no Valentine. There's not shit. All it is eating and watching football. Hello.
That's it. And the only thing I'm hoping for when I watch the Macy Day's parade tomorrow.
Yes.
Is that there is one of those Trump balloons.
why we got to do that?
I just.
I hope there's an Obama one. I hope they both blow away.
It is absolutely one of the coolest things I've ever done.
My cousin's wife's going with her mom this year.
Oh, she'll love it.
I mean, but I think it's kind of bullshit that you give up on Thanksgiving and you take off. I mean, it's a family holiday. How do you say, oh, by the way, this year, honey, I'm not going to be there for Thanksgiving? What?
Well, when I saw the Macy's Day Parade,
yes.
I was taking the time off from prep school and staying with my grandparents.
Okay, that's legit.
In New York City, and I went off by myself to watch the Macy's Day Parade, which was about several blocks away. That's it.
Okay.
And then I came home to a Thanksgiving dinner at their apartment.
Hello, yeah. So it all fit within the context of the day in your case.
Yeah, for me it did.
For you. But if you were going to judge somebody else who gave up Thanksgiving to go, would you have mixed feelings about that?
No, I wouldn't, because... No.
You wouldn't be judgmental?
It means they're either going to eat with relatives in the New York area, or they're going out to some very expensive Thanksgiving dinner.
And you'll be okay with them.
To take I could care less.
You're not helping me. I'm trying to get you on my side against somebody else, and you're not going for it. Why are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not, because I can understand somebody doing that once, but making a tradition out of it, that's lame.
Okay. All right, so
you only need to see in person one Macy's Day Parade.
All right.
Because to see, and it's going to be kind of windy tomorrow.
Yeah.
So watching those people trying to hold those balloons here on Earth is a sight to behold. If the wind's whipping down Fifth Avenue, and you know, they've got 100 little gnomes grabbing onto those ropes, and every once in a while you'll see somebody's feet dip off the ground, and it's pretty cool. Sadistic, but very cool.
So you say there's a one-time exception that for everybody that they can use. You know what? I think that's legitimate. I think that's legitimate.
And if you have kids, to be at a parade like that live, is pretty spectacular, and as I'm an example. example of. It's a lifetime memory that I really, really grooved on. And I guess I was about 14 years old.
Did you say grooved on? Did we just go back to the 60s, man?
Yeah, I had a little acid flashback.
And you used the word, you used the term groove on us? Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just firing you up for tomorrow, man. I'm getting you all wired and ready to go.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to Pasadena tomorrow with Catherine and Colleen, and we're going to go to my cousin Amy's house, and my uncle's there, Muggs, and so pretty cool. So
that'll be fun.
Yep. So that'll be fun. And then on Friday, I'm going to go have lunch with my gunny, the guy who told me, you know, you're never gonna get over this. I haven't seen him since 1994. And so, so I'm fired up about that. His name is Lance Y. So I'm going to get a chance to catch up with him. And then on Saturday, I might be going to see USC and Notre Dame play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and watch the Fighting Irish just piss pound USC. Oh, if they don't, I'll be dying. If you see somebody jump off the top of the Coliseum, it's not because I want to die. It's because Notre Dame's pissed me off so much by losing to USC. But I will say this. The kid that plays quarterback for Notre Dame, he's a quarterback. He's not.
My dead tight lock is Notre Dame by 3 touchdowns.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How are you on your lead pipe locks? Why is that making me nervous?
It's been mezzo, half 50-50. I'm not making any
that's
money.
That's not a lead pipe lock is 90-10.
Yeah, well, this is 100%. Notre Dame is 100% a 3 touchdown favorite.
It's, oh my God. And you have to go there and you're just around the overbearing, insufferable humans that make up the USC community. Oh my God. It's the aristocracy of the nation, so they think. And it kind of like when you fought for the country and you see him acting like that, preening around and all that, you just want to slap him across the face. Right? Get away from me. Why did you hit me? Shut up. You wouldn't understand it if I stood here for an hour and explained it to you. Just go away. Yeah, I don't want to dwell on that at Thanksgiving. You're going to upset me. So, yeah, that's an emotional experience for me because I hate USC with a passion. Okay, back to Thanksgiving. Turkey roasting. So many different recipes. I have a recipe that calls for lightly covering the bird and roast at 275 for 2.5 hours, approximately a 15-pound turkey. Take it out and then rub it down with butter. Continue to roast another couple of hours. Do you prefer to just rub and roast until it reaches the correct temperature? In other words, what is your roasting recipe? I love Kim. Okay, we don't need that. Okay, he's got issues.
Yeah,
so.
Come on, show a little love toward me. I can take it. The thing, Mac, is with the bird. You're trying to have a good time. You have to start it. If you're going to just put it in the oven, I don't know about this 275 for 2 hours for a 15-pound bird for 2.5 hours. I start it and cook it upside down. So the bottom gets crisp and gets brown, and the juices run into the breast. Then halfway through, you flip it over and finish it off. And you only cover it with a foil pen towards the end if the breasts are getting too brown and you don't want them to turn black, the skin to turn black and burn. So then you put the foil pen over. That's how I roll, and that's the best way.
Okay,
and you only have to get in the oven once. You're not that when a bird is hot, you don't want to be handling a hot turkey.
You just don't. Mom, why are you wearing those gloves tonight for dinner? I've earned all my fingers trying to apply butter. No, I'm sure this. You could baste it. You don't have to use your hands. So there are ways to do it. But
you have one of those big tubes with a bulb on the end, and you squirt the juice or the butter over the bird.
Let's talk about flipping the bird, because we haven't talked about that. If you do what Kim says and flip the bird retains a lot of its juice, which has an impact on your gravy, which means you got to buy more chicken broth. So talk about flipping the bird. Goes in upside down. And when do you flip it?
You flip it, we're going with a stuffed bird at 15 minutes a pound. So you multiply that times how much the bird weighs. That's your cook time.
Okay.
So halfway, you divide that in two. You put the breast sides down in the V rack. Halfway through, you get a pair of tongs and a large fork, and you stick it in each end and you flip it over. You just flip the bird over once. If you have oven-proof gloves that you can be thrown in the washing machine, you just grab each end and you flip the bird over. You have more control that way. Don't use those little thin surgical gloves. You'll burn the hell out of your fingers.
I use the two wide kind of prongs that go in with the handles on them. I've mastered the flip.
I'm flip solid, man.
I'm solid on flip. And so then, talk to me about, you flip it. Now, do you keep it covered with foil? How does the foil tent work?
The breasts will look kind of raw. Because they aren't exposed to the direct heat like the bottom was.
Got it.
And so you want them to get heat on the direct breast and plump up, and you do not cover them with foil until the last 15 minutes or so, maybe 20 minutes, depending on how brown your breasts get.
So you allow the breasts to tan up to the appropriate pigmentation, and then you put a blanket over them.
Then you blanket.
Just like going to the beach.
That's it. Right. You don't want to burn. You don't want to burn. You just want to get to a golden luster.
There you go. Just want to get to a golden luster. You heard it here on All Marine Radio. Okay. Let's talk about stuffing a little bit. Give us your, I took Beth's recipes. And they're on the website under Thanksgiving. So talk about your favorite way to do stuffing.
Okay. I take this year we took three baguettes. We had them sliced, the thick slice, and then we got them home. We put them in a stainless bowl, and then I proceeded to tear all the pieces in half or thirds.
Okay.
The French bread, or whatever bread you use, you want about 1-inch squares. And then I saute in a large pan, a large yellow onion, 4 celery stalks diced, 2 carrots shredded, 1/2 pound, that's 2 sticks of unsalted butter. Now, I melt the, butter, onions, and celery, and I 5 to 10 minutes. You let this over medium heat. You don't want to turn it on high. You let the celery and the onions cook most of the way through, and then you add your poultry seasoning, all the other herbs you're going to add in there, and the carrots. The shredded carrots, you stir them up, let them cook for another 3 to 5 minutes, and then I put in 1 cup of chopped parsley. and mix it all in. I don't want to cook the parsley. I just want to spread it around in that mixture.
What's the point of the parsley? What's the point of the parsley?
What's that?
What's the point of the parsley?
A little bit of flavor and color.
A little bit of presentation? Is that what we're doing here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Just checking.
And then you have your shredded bread that's been in this large stainless bowl for at least one day, preferably 2 days, drying out.
Okay.
And in a saucepan, you have 1 quart of chicken stock that has been simmering. And then you take all the contents of the saute pan, you dump them in on top of the bread, all of it. You take a spatula and scrape all the butter and goodness out, and then you set that pan down and you toss it. You toss it all with the breadcrumbs, and then you take turkey stock or chicken stock. You pour half of the chicken stock over. You don't dump it straight on. You go around in a circle and pour half of that liquid on the bread and vegetable mix. You toss that up and mix that together. And then you add the rest of it, or however much you need, because you have to remember, when that's sitting in the refrigerator overnight, the bread will soak up any moisture. That's why we have dried the bread out.
Ooh.
To soak up all that buttery vegetable chicken stock, turkey stock goodness. You got me?
Got it. I wondered why you.
You feel me? You feel me, Max?
I feel you, man. I wondered why you dried the bread out. I mean, nobody likes dried bread.
Yeah. Well, it's not dry now. You have injected soul back into the bread and flavor. And now the hardest part of all is to hermetically seal that once it cools off on the counter, you cover it and let it cool down so you can put it in the refrigerator just by itself. The art form is not to eat half the goddamn cold.
That stuff is good.
Best sleeps in front of the refrigerator. Just keep you away from getting in there and tasting it. It's so darn good when it's first made, before, you know, when it's cooling down.
It is.
I can just stand over there and just, you know, take my hands and go at it. But I'm not allowed to anymore. But that's what I used to do when I was with my grandmother.
Now,
then she hit my hand with the back of the spoon.
Yeah, like who cares about that though? As long as you're feeding your face, nobody cares. You can hit me all day with that spoon. Corporal Punishment Kathleen was big on the use of sage in dressing. I noticed that you did not mention that.
Well, sage is in poultry seasoning, but my wife adds a little extra teaspoon of sage, of dried sage.
Okay.
You can use fresh sage. The key to using sage is not to use too much.
Yeah.
A little goes a long way, and if you use too much, it'll overpower the dressing, and that's all you're going to taste. You're not going to pick up any of the flavors of the vegetables or the stock. You're just going to taste sage, and it ruins it for me. But I do like the flavor of sage. I just don't like too much.
Okay, so the key when you're doing sage is take your time, do it in small amounts and get it right.
Yes.
Okay.
Now you put that sage in when you put the rest of the herbs, the poultry seasoning, in the vegetables when they're on the stove. You stir that around, and then you take a teaspoon. And you taste a little bit of that mixture. You always want to taste as you go, not copious amounts, just little, you know, just so you get the feel for what things taste like. And then have at it. If you want more sage,
okay.
And then you add more.
Okay.
But you do it in increments. You don't just dump a whole bunch of sage or poultry seasoning for that matter.
All right. Here's another email question for you. Mac, I heard the other day when you were talking about preparing side dishes. Now, my understanding is that at this point, and I'm particularly interested in crock pots because I've never used them, and I've always had an issue relative to crowding near the stove after the turkey comes out and a little bit of too much craziness. So if I pre-make the mashed potatoes, all I've done is heated them in a crock pot on the counter someplace away from where I'm preparing everything else, and all those side dishes can be simmering in crock pots, leaving my cooking surface relatively unencumbered, and me focusing on the turkey as it settles and preparing the gravy, everything else is done. Is that?
Yes.
How beautiful is that? Boom!
That somebody's got game out
there. Yeah, somebody paid attention. That's it. And let me tell you, the epiphany of the crock pot, right, is that's huge. The crock pot's huge because it's fire and forget. Put the mashed potatoes in there, turn them on low, let them cook for an hour, you know, 15 minutes before, check them. If you got to turn them up a little bit, you turn them up. Boom, done. Same thing with whatever side dishes that you own. And let's talk about letting the turkey settle after it comes out, and then you're going to have a chance to put in, if your scalloped corn recipe would go in the go in the oven then, and whole your yams would go in the oven then, and
it's your dressing, you know, your green bean casserole, your carrot, you know, your carrot recipe that you do. That's a great Thanksgiving a side dish also. You know, your whipped carrot casserole. The thing is with the turkey, you take the turkey out. I have a cutting board sitting inside a high side, you know, like a 2-inch high pan around. And so any juices that spill out from when you eventually cut into it, will run into the pan. You can pour that back in the gravy.
Got it.
Now then you've got that set off the side of the stove, and you put the pan that you cooked the turkey in, back on the stove. You add some more stock and you start making your gravy.
There you have it.
And you take a wire whisk and you get all those little particles off the bottom of the turkey. That makes great gravy. You have your roux made to mix the gravy, or Wondrous slurry that's pre-mixed so it's smooth. Then you mix your gravy. You have the tent foil over the turkey. You've got a timeline of 30 to 45 minutes to finish all your side dishes in the oven. But it's bingo, bango, bongo, and it's all done. The turkey's sitting there. You're making, you're focusing on the gravy, the star of the show. If you see juice in the bottom when you place the turkey in the actually when the turkey is still in the roasting pan in the V-rack, you take your fork, you puncture the bottom of the breast underneath the thigh and let any juices run out that have accumulated there.
Very good.
And they'll run out into the bottom of your roasting pan.
All right. There you have it.
Okay. And then when you take the turkey out, you place it on the cutting board. You don't leave the V-rack. You put the V-rack in the sink to be washed.
There you have it.
And then you tightly cover with foil. your turkey sitting on the cutting board in this container so juices don't run out on your floor.
All right.
Or your tiny pot.
All right.
Then you make your gravy.
And then you eat.
And that's the art form.
All right, sir. First of all, thank you very much for doing this all week. I've enjoyed it.
Oh, so have I, immensely.
And then when next time we talk to you, we'll do Operation Big Pipes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do Operation Big Pipes, and we're going to talk about leftovers.
There you have it. All right, Kim. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you.
And that's this Friday?
No. Take the day off paid.
No. So a week from Friday.
A week from Friday, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, baby. Perfecto.
All right, give
everybody one last thing. We're going to make a turkey vegetable soup, and so throw your carcass in the freezer. Wrap it up and throw it in the freezer because we're going to use that to make the turkey stock, which will be divine.
All right, divine. You have a divine Thanksgiving.
And you too, my brother.
All right. There he is.
Take care.
The one and only Almarine Radiohead Chef here on a Thanksgiving Eve. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to hear Peyton Davis. Yeah, we're going to find out what she's thankful for on Thanksgiving. Don't touch that dial. More of Almarine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on Almarine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on Almarine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the ReadBoard page at AllMarineRadio.com.